Chapter 1. I don't want to brag or anything, but I happen to be the president of the greatest club ever invented. Chad, I said, meeting today.
I'll be there, he said.
Our official name is the PS38 Cartooning Club, but we call ourselves the Doodlers. We meet every Wednesday after school in the art studio, and we sit around drawing comics until the custodian kicks us out. It's the best club in the whole school, by a mile. Don't believe me? Well then, check out this lineup. Join these clubs at your own risk. Nitpickers. A group of girls, boys can join too, but let's get real, who like to knit clothes. Why it's lame. Aren't there already enough butt-ugly sweaters in the world?
I made it myself!
No kidding. Wizards and witches. For kids that are really into the whole fantasy thing. Why it's lame. Wearing a bath towel around the schoolyard and pretending it's a cape doesn't mean you have magical powers.
Magnificus preposterous!
Yikes. Problem solvers. A bunch of eggheads hanging out in the computer lab doing ridiculously hard math problems for fun. Why it's lame. Isn't it obvious?
I just adore calculus.
Who doesn't?
Spotlight Club. For kids who are convinced they're going to be huge recording stars. Why it's lame. A. They're constantly singing in public in the hopes of being discovered. B. They can't sing.
May I please have some rice? Woo, woo, woo!
School Beautification Society. Just what it sounds like. Why it's lame. Apparently, beautification means painting cheesy murals in the second floor boys' bathroom. This is creeping me out. See? Most of these so-called clubs look about as fun as an ingrown toenail. But the Doodlers rock. And we only got started a few months ago. That's when it all came together, thanks to a glob of peanut butter.
Dramatic flashback!
It was a typical social studies class. Mrs. Godfrey was babbling about some dead guy who wasn't a good enough president to get his picture on any money.
Blah, 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 Franklin Pierce, blah, 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 blah.
Gina had already asked about 19 completely useless questions in a row. And I was about 5 seconds away from falling into a coma. Then, Glenn Swenson walked by my desk on his way to the pencil sharpener. And suddenly, things got a lot more interesting. He had food on his face. That's nothing new. Glenn usually has enough crumbs stuck on him to feed a family of four. But this was different. He had a glob of peanut butter the size of a hubcap on his forehead. He had no clue it was there, and neither did anybody else. It was hilarious. But I couldn't just crack up in the middle of class, not unless I wanted She Who Must Not Be Named to go full Godfrey on me. So I did what I always do when something funny happens. Rustle, rustle, clunk. My best drawing pen. I drew a cartoon about it. Time for another edition of Celebrity Interview. Hello, I'm Tish Dishley, chatting with Glob of Peanut Butter.
Hi, Tish.
Tell me, Glob, how did you end up on Glenn's forehead?
I was doing jumping jacks. I jumped too high, and this is where I landed.
Wait, you were exercising?
Yes, Tish. I've been trying to lose weight. I'm a little too chunky.
The end. It was a good cartoon. Too good to keep to myself. Psst. Teddy, I say. Look at this.
Nate.
Yep.
Is that something you'd like to share with the rest of the class?
Teachers always ask that. What was I supposed to say? Yes? Then even Glenn, who's dumber than a bag of hammers, would have realized I was making fun of him. And that would have been a problem. Because whenever Glenn gets mad at people, He chases them down during recess and crushes them into the schoolyard fence until they can't breathe.
Clang!
I decided I wanted to keep breathing.
No, I'll just, put this away in my desk now. Snap!
She grabs it and things went downhill from there. Mrs. Godfrey stuck my drawing in her desk. Then she gave me a little pink slip of paper. Hello, detention, and hello, Mrs. Sirwicky.